Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
The New York Rangers have won the Stanley Cup.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata back on The Fan. We'll have three random questions coming up in about 15 minutes or so. Right now, we're talking Yankees, 877-337-6666. Although, BT, now, the Mets are the hotter team in town. I cannot believe, honestly, we talked about it yesterday, getting back to 500. I can't believe we're sitting here 17 games in after that start, that the Mets are now 9-8. And looking like a fun ball club. They're playing defense, they're pitching, getting timely hitting, putting the bat on the ball. There's a different energy at Citi Field. I don't care if it's however many people are out there, but there is a different energy around this team. When we talked about it yesterday, I'm not going to go nuts just yet. They are winning me over. They're playing some good baseball right now.
They're fun. They're definitely fun to watch. There's an excitement. There's an exuberance that I thought was really missing from last year's team. Now, the previous year with Buck, when they won 101 games, they had it. Last year, they did not. We discussed that a million times. And yeah, I call it the Mendoza effect. But I also think the Gibbons effect. He's an intense guy. You know, John Gibbons is an intense dude.
Mm-hmm.
I think that that's rubbed off nicely. I think Bader is, plays in a very jovial, very youthful manner, which is great. Obviously, Lindor has good, you know, mannerisms and good excitement on the field. You know, same with Nimmo. He plays hard. Worry's not the, and this has nothing to do with their performance. The Mets absolutely are playing nice baseball. And let's see if they can bag this today before they go out west. I mean, it's going to be very interesting to see what happens when they go out there to play the Dodgers and the Giants. Giants have better pitching. Dodgers have everything. So it could change in a heartbeat. But it'll be nice to get this win. So I admit, Mets look better than I thought. They're fun to watch. They look, you know, flat out good. There's no like if right. and but, no asterisk. Mets look pretty good right now. But are you worried? Two things that I find a little disheartening. Number one, Beatty's hamstring.
Right.
Which is why Wendell was in the game.
They said he came in feeling okay today, and they're hopeful that they could keep him off the IL. That's
okay.
The
so, but he's definitely not playing today.
I don't believe so. I wouldn't think
okay.
so.
Okay. So, I mean, it's not the worst news, but it does... Yeah. At least temporarily stunt to his growth.
Because he's been a big part.
It's been fantastic, and I love seeing him play. And the other thing, and I know that the Mets said they weren't concerned. Stern said he wasn't concerned about this, but I don't love seeing Edwin Diaz's velo down. Did you notice that?
I did.
Obviously, Drew Smith finished up. Drew Smith looked good last night.
Drew Smith, whatever.
He threw the ball really well last night.
Yeah, I can't get into Drew Smith. It's just a matter of, now he's been better this year, but I can't get into Drew Smith. I don't trust him. My confidence level in this team is growing. I just don't trust Drew Smith. It's going to take a lot for me to see, to trust him. I have to see him get the job done. I will say that I haven't noticed it in Diaz's performance. He's still been basically lights out. You know, we talked about yesterday being the best closer that we've seen since Mariano Rivera, not putting him on Mo's level. Nobody is, but he's been that automatic. So I was concerned to read about the dip in the velo, but I mean, based on performance, he's getting the job done, so it really doesn't matter, does it?
No, I noticed the other night he threw couple of sliders that didn't look great. And then he reached back for a fastball. He missed the zone. This is just something that it was fairly innocuous, but it jumped out to me. He missed the zone by a really wide margin, and it wasn't a purpose waste pitch. And I'm like, And I think the reason that might happen, again, I want to stay in my lane, but if you know you're a little lacking with the heat, you reach back and you try to do more, and mechanically you get out of whack and the ball sails on
you
a little bit.
You get hurt.
You get hurt, God forbid. Let me just give you the answer. I'm on FanGraphs now. Let me see if there's a discernible drop. Okay,
by the way,
go ahead, Sal.
Well, I was going to say, last night, one of the keys to the game for the Mets is when the Pirates inexplicably took out Jared Jones after 5 innings and 59 pitches. Dude, come on now. I get that this is where we're at with the sport, but that just shows you why it should not be taken seriously on certain nights. How could I take that seriously? It's not a competitive game.
Yeah.
Because if it were a competitive game from the Pirates' standpoint, he would have pitched until he got knocked out of the game or they felt that he didn't have it anymore. 59 pitches, 7 strikeouts, didn't walk anybody, allowed 1 hit. The guy's cruising right along, take him out of the game, and what happens? The Mets, of course, come back in the game a couple innings later. Like, it's just absurd.
Yeah.
It's pathetic. That's not a fully competitive game. I'm sorry, it's not.
I understand what you're saying. I mean, the game's changed a lot. We were talking about, I'll get back to the Diaz Velo thing in a moment. I have something for you. It's somewhat interesting. I don't know if it really tells everything, but it's interesting. You think back about how Boone talks about the Yankees defense. We played the clip from Talking Yanks before the pod. And I don't think it was terrible, but I certainly hear what you're saying. Like, I don't think he was completely covering up, but, you know, maybe leaning on some irrefutable stats to kind of throw some people off scent. Listen, if you watch the Yankees trying to catch the ball this year, they look different. The point being,
which is why the question was asked.
Correct, 100%. And there's only been 2 games where they haven't had errors. But the bigger thread here is, like, think about what Billy Martin did to Reggie when he pulled him in the middle of the game.
Right.
And now look at where we are with managers either offering excuses or last night pulling somebody when he shouldn't be.
Tell me how that's
a different game, Sal.
How's that good for the game in any way? If I am a Pirates fan, and thank goodness I am not.
Yeah.
Like, why would I invest in a team that does that on a given night? They gave up in that game when they pulled this kid after 59 pitches. It'd be one thing if he were, you know, 88, 90. Like, even then, I'd be like, you know, I still want to push. That's just me. Like, push
but
him to 100.
But you know there's no chance
okay,
that they
fine.
Are.
Yeah, but 60? We're going to stop now at 60 pitches? So that shows me it wasn't even about the pitches. It was about he's going 5 innings today regardless. I mean, that's what it had to be, right?
Well,
gave me about 60 pitches.
It's funny, the different generations. So, you know, we're conditioned from the old school, right? And I'm watching the Yanks last night. My son comes in, so we're watching it together. And, you know, what was Rodon at? At this point, he was at obviously 101.
Right.
Now, generally, when you're done, right, you kind of optically know when someone's done. Right. The handshake, not that you're going to give him a standing ovation.
No,
but
I get
the
it.
The towel around the neck, the jacket, you sit down, you unplug, you know the pitcher X out of the game. And I'm sitting, but to me, he didn't look like he was coming out, which I was very surprised at. I'm like, man, he's labored all night, getting all these full counts, blah, 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 4 walks, a couple strikes out. My son goes, oh, there's no way he's going back out there. I'm like, why? He's like, no, he's done. He's finished. Like, he's 9, and he knows there's no chance he's going back out.
Right. The old school in you was like, yeah, he's got one more in him.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. What's going to happen? Yes, because I didn't want to hear you today. I wanted him to get five. I wanted at least 5 on the board so my partner wasn't yapping from the get-go, which, by the way, he was.
It is a big difference, 5 innings, 3 runs versus 4 innings and 100.
But think about this now. Like, you and I are going to always hold on to the remnants of that old school philosophy, but the new generation. You know, when he's 9, when he's 19, when he's 29, when he's 59, God willing, 99. Like, he's going to see it totally different. It's changed. It's over. It's done. It's not being wistful. It's over.
Understood, but don't you think that last night was even more than...
Yes, I do. More
like,
egregious.
Come on, dude.
I do.
Forget whether old school, new school, whether we, you know, agree with it or not. Like, that's not good for the sport. Period.
Yeah.
It's just not good. Now, I'm not a proponent of 7-inning games at all.
Mm-hmm.
However, that is making the argument for 7-inning games. Like, you can't, you put your best pitcher out there, he's dominating, and you take him out after 5 innings. There's almost half the game to go.
You know, the Pirates aren't as good as I thought they might be. I'm not going to overreact to the couple of games I've watched about the Mets here.
Yeah,
but
they've been
or
sloppy.
With the Mets. Like, they've been a little sloppy. I thought they might hit a little bit more this year. I feel like the Pirates aren't hitting the way I thought that they might. And that Central, listen, this is a bigger longer range topic about the Mets and playoff viability.
Mets are better than the Pirates.
Yeah, they might be a smidge better. They might be. especially when you get Senga back and Martinez. Well, although Martinez looks like he's still a couple of weeks away. I saw that last night.
Oh, God.
Yeah, whatever. It's not a huge setback, but just not what you're looking for. It's not, not optimal.
Their biggest free agent signing. Yeah, it was seen in May.
Yeah, right. So let me back to Diaz. I want to at least complete this point. Mm-hmm. So 2 years ago, obviously hurt last year. 2 years ago, he averaged 99.1 miles per hour on the fastball. This year, it's 97. All right, now you say, well, what's 2.1? Honestly, at that level, 2.1 is fairly more significant than I think maybe some of you think when you first hear it. But what that also means, for it to go from 99.1 to 97, that means there's some 93s and 94s mixed in there. And that could be a problem. I'm not sounding the alarm. All I'm saying is I'm going to be watching that radar, which I almost do anyway for everybody. Let me watch a little more closely for Diaz next couple times out.
I'm not concerned yet, but I'll admit I did not notice that. I saw the quotes yesterday, the comments yesterday, and my first reaction was, uh-oh. Like, that's just not good.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.